This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Making gasoline with at least a 15% blend of ethanol more available or commonplace just makes sense. According to Growth Energy CEO Emily Score, the debate over using more ethanol has been ramping up for several years, but Score says the people using the E15 fuels need a greater voice in the discussion.
Our real hope is that the conversation shifts, that the consumers can start to drive more of the conversation, that they want clean fuel choices and affordable clean fuel choices that they can be embracing today.
But one of the problems, Score says, is that many don't really know what E15 is.
Just for context, ethanol is a 46% greenhouse gas reduction relative to gasoline. And so right now we're driving on a 10% blend. So fuel, petroleum, 10% ethanol. If we move to a 15% blend, that carbon reduction is the equivalent of removing 4 million cars from the road every single year. So it's a meaningful change, but it's something that we can do easily, again, in the cars that we're driving today.
And besides being a much cleaner fuel, Score says it's cheaper too.
E15 is a 5 to 10 cent savings per gallon. And the more ethanol you use in our fuel supply, you're extending the fuel supply. Ethanol is traditionally cheaper than gasoline, so if gas prices are top of mind for every consumer, and ethanol is something that we can do to try and alleviate some of that pressure.
Score says the more ethanol we add to gasoline, the better it is for our environment.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.